Peace, people. So, look at another thing I just stumbled on. The president of El Salvador is of Palestinian origins, and his father converted to Islam and is an imam in El Salvador. His father was born Christian but was a Palestinian migrant to Latin America, to El Salvador, and this man was born in El Salvador. His name is Nayib Bukele. And the only reason I bring this up is to point out that there are factions in this world, right? And whatever faction he's part of is the same faction that Obama was part of and Ethiopia's president Abiy Ahmed is part of. And why do I say that? Because they all have the same thing going for them. They have Muslim dads who married or who are married to Christian moms. So, it's not a global trend, it's a particular trend. And that just demonstrates to me that there's camps or ideologies or management styles that are operating behind the scenes. And for one reason or another, one criteria that they like for their candidates or their puppets or whatever is that their fathers are Muslim and their mothers are Christian. So this is this guy's father. His name is Armando Bukele Catan. And here's the thing. When you look up these people, it's like, yeah, they're supposedly Muslim, but okay, what is imamish about this guy? He's wearing a suit, tie, clean shaven. Does he really look like an imam to you? Okay, he's a businessman, an intellectual, a religious leader, and father of the current president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele. His name is Armando Bukele Catan. Armando Bukele Catan was born in San Salvador, December 1944, the son of Umberto Bukele Salman and Victoria Catan de Bukele of Palestinian origin, who arrived in El Salvador from Bethlehem at the beginning of the 20th century. He completed his high school studies in, I guess, El Salvador. So he founded the first mosque in El Salvador in 1992, and throughout his life he founded a total of four mosques. He served as imam of the Salvadorian Islamic community and was part of the Islamic Organization for Latin America and the Caribbean. He was a founding member of the the Council of Religions for Peace of El Salvador. Right? Sounds like some world religious community or, some coexist type organization. And, let us look up Obama's father. Barack Obama. Oh, I can't type today. Senior. Barack Hussein Obama Sr. Was a Kenyan senior governmental economist and the father of Barack Obama. Does it say anything about his religion? He was born in 1934. As a young man, Onyango Obama OO traveled widely, enlisting in the British colonial forces and visiting Europe, India, and Zanzibar. There, he converted from Roman Catholicism to Islam and took the name Hussein. So he's a convert. Now let us look at Ethiopia's president, Abiy Ahmed. Abiy Ahmed Ali, born August 1976, is an Ethiopian politician who has been the fourth prime minister of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. Let us look at his personal life. Religion. Abiy is a Pentecostal, born of a Muslim father and an Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church Christian mother. So you see the pattern? All these world leaders who have Muslim fathers and Christian mothers. El Salvador, Barack Obama, Abiy Ahmed. It's a formula, but it's not a universally applied formula. So where's your new world order? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.